Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Jeremiah chapter 6. We'll listen to the 30 verses of Jeremiah chapter 6 as recorded by Faith Comes by Hearing.
Jeremiah 6.
Flee for safety, O people of Benjamin, from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa and raise a signal on Beth Hakkerem, for disaster looms out of the north and great destruction. The lovely and delicately bred I will destroy, the daughter of Zion. Shepherds with their flocks shall come against her. They shall pitch their tents around her. They shall pasture, each in his place.
Prepare war against her. Arise and let us attack at noon. Woe to us, for the day declines, for the shadows of evening lengthen. Arise and let us attack by night and destroy her palaces.
For thus says the Lord of hosts, cut down her trees, cast up a siege mound against Jerusalem. This is the city that must be punished. There is nothing but oppression within her. As a well keeps its water fresh, so she keeps fresh her evil. Violence and destruction are heard within her. Sickness and wounds are ever before me.
Be warned, O Jerusalem, lest I turn from you in disgust, lest I make you a desolation, an uninhabited land.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall glean thoroughly as a vine the remnant of Israel. Like a grape gatherer, pass your hand again over its branches. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ears are uncircumcised. They cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord is to them an object of scorn. They take no pleasure in it. Therefore, I am full of the wrath of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. Pour it out upon the children in the street, and upon the gatherings of young men also. Both husband and wife shall be taken, the elderly and the very aged. Their houses shall be turned over to others, their fields and wives together, for I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, declares the Lord. For from the least to the greatest of them, everyone is greedy for unjust gain, and from prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be overthrown, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look, and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls. But they said,
we will not walk in it.
I set watchmen over you, saying, pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. But they said,
we will not pay attention.
Therefore hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster upon this people, the fruit of their devices, because they have not paid attention to my words. And as for my law, they have rejected it. What use to me is frankincense that comes from Sheba, or sweet cane from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices pleasing to me. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will lay before this people stumbling blocks against which they shall stumble. Fathers and sons together, neighbor and friend shall perish. Thus says the Lord, behold, a people is coming from the north country. A great nation is stirring from the farthest parts of the earth. They lay hold on bow and javelin. They are cruel and have no mercy. The sound of them is like the roaring sea. They ride on horses, set in array as a man for battle, against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands fall helpless, anguish has taken hold of us, pain as of a woman in labor. Go not out into the field, nor walk on the road, for the enemy has a sword. Terror is on every side. O daughter of my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes. Make mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation. For suddenly the destroyer will come upon us.
I have made you a tester of metals among my people, that you may know and test their ways. They are all stubbornly rebellious, going about with slanders. They are bronze and iron. All of them act corruptly.
The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire. In vain the refining goes on, for the wicked are not removed. Rejected silver they are called, for the Lord has rejected them.
Back in 1991, when I was 36 years old, I read Jeremiah chapters 5 through 7 on the same day, and I made no notes in my journal. 13 years later, in 2004, I was 49 years old. I read Jeremiah 4 through 6 together on the same day, and I just wrote, "They rejected God and His Word. We bring judgment upon ourselves." And in 2016, 12 more years later, and at 61 years old, I read Jeremiah chapter 6 on one day, and I wrote, "Warning, warning, disaster is coming. Why? Quote, there is nothing but oppression within her, so she keeps fresh her evil." And I was quoting verses 6 and 7. "The word of the Lord is to them an object of scorn. They take no pleasure in it." And that's verse 10. Verse 13 says, "Everyone is greedy for unjust gain." Verse 19 says, "They have not paid attention to my words. Therefore, there will be disaster upon this people." Verse 25 says, "Terror is on every side." And finally, verse 30 says, "For the Lord has rejected them." In chapter 6, Jeremiah warns the people that judgment is on the way. Verse 6 says, "This is the city that must be punished. There is nothing but oppression within her." Verse 7 says, "As a well keeps its water fresh, so she keeps fresh her evil." At the end of verse 10 and on into verse 11, the Word of God says, "The word of the Lord is to them an object of scorn. They take no pleasure in it. Therefore, I am full of the wrath of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in." Verse 15, "Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush." On to verses 16 and 17. "Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look, and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. I set a watchman over you, saying, pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not pay attention." So for all those reasons, God pronounces his judgment. Verse 19, "Therefore hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, beyond I am bringing disaster upon this people, the fruit of their devices, because they have not paid attention to my words, and as for my law, they have rejected it." And what is the judgment that is going to take place? Jeremiah tells them, verse 22, "Thus says the Lord, behold, a people is coming from the north country. A great nation is stirring from the farthest parts of the earth. They lay hold on bow and javelin. They are cruel and have no mercy. The sound of them is like the roaring sea. They ride on horses, set in array as a man for battle against you, O daughter of Zion." Jeremiah is describing the nation of Babylon that is going to come and destroy the city of Jerusalem. What do we gain from warnings like this Jeremiah is giving his people? The same warnings that Jeremiah gave to his people apply to us today. The Word of God reminds us that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we need to have ears to hear the warnings that Jeremiah is making. And we need the courage to correct our behavior before it's too late. Lord, we see through these chapters the things that displease you, the things that we do that you are not happy with. And yet we know from your Word that you are a God of forgiveness. You are a God of the second chance. So, Holy Spirit, help us repent of our behavior that is not biblical, that is not pleasing in your sight. And, Lord, give us the strength and the courage to correct our behavior. Because you love us, and we love you. Help us, Lord, walk in your ways. We ask it in your name. Amen. Friends, as we plod through the book of Jeremiah, I encourage you to turn someone else on to Ad Bible. The warnings of Jeremiah need to be heard across our world today. They need to be heard in your community, in your church, in your family. So we're not too far along, so ask people to jump on board and get involved in the book of Jeremiah. Your friends and your family can go online at EzraProject.net and get the recordings right there. Or they can go on the App Store in their smartphones and look up Ad Bible. All of us can spread the word. I thank you for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen.